You're listening to 91.7 KXT. Temple's here in the studio with us. They're here to play Trees tonight in Dallas. And Friday, you guys are off to Austin City Limits, which is very cool to tape that. Welcome. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hello.
All right, well, let's get started. What will you play for us first?
Keep in the Dark, I think I'm going to do for you.
Nicely done. It's Temples here on 91.7 KXT live in the studio. With us for the KXT live sessions, Keep in the Dark, the album called Sun Structures. And you guys play tonight at Trees here in Dallas. Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Dallas. You guys have been here once before, I believe, about a year ago or so.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was less than that.
Less than a year ago.
About
okay.
6 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome back to you. We really appreciate you coming back. And you guys have an interesting start. I mean, you put a few songs on YouTube, and that was it, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, you uploaded about like 4 songs. You produced them at home, and you caught the attention of a record rep.
Yeah, I think we tried to create something for people to actually absorb, rather than just putting up one demo or something, like a whole package, you know.
Yeah.
For people to listen to and get involved in, and I guess it kind of worked. I don't know.
Well, and in just a few minutes, you're gonna play Shelter Song, which is the one we've been playing a lot of, which is really cool. The one that we're playing is the exact one you produced. I mean, it wasn't re-recorded. It's just as you recorded it. It was released like that as a single, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It sounds very romantic when you put it like that. You've got to forget how well it fell into place. So it's, yeah.
It is kind of romantic because it's really every musician's dream to do that. Well, if I could just get my songs heard, and at least here in America, that is, you know, put a few songs on YouTube, and then it gets attention. But I guess, as you just said, there's more thought to it. I mean, you kind of package it as one presentation, correct?
It seemed quite obvious, an obvious thing to do, because, you know, people don't really listen to just one track.
Right.
It's important to kind of link the music to everything else that makes it exciting.
What kind of gear did you use? What were you recording on? I mean, you literally recorded it at home, correct?
Yeah. Mix of it's all done on a laptop, but through analog stuff. Not always. Sometimes it's just it could be a digital synth, or it could be a digital fuzz pedal. It's just kind of a standard way of recording that most bedroom musicians would do, but we wanted to create something that didn't sound like a bedroom production.
Well, it certainly doesn't. I mean, especially if it was released as such. I mean, it doesn't sound like a bedroom recording at all.
It was recorded in our minds first.
Which brings me to my next question. Is it exactly how you envisioned it?
Not at all.
Well, and I know you've been asked this question a lot. Noel Gallagher from Oasis, Johnny Marr really like you guys, called you the best band that's come out of Britain lately. I mean, how does that make you guys feel? Mm.
Yeah, I think
that was ages ago as well.
They say it once a year, I think, to a new band, and it was over a year ago.
I understand.
I think we have to pass the baton on to someone else now.
Okay, all right. And James, you grew up with a lot of Motown. Mm-hmm. What was it about Motown that made you, start wanting to write music?
I don't know if it was that made me want to write music, but it was apparent in my household that. That kind of music was, I don't know, it had a certain depth to it that you can't really explain. You know, it's not like classical music where you can see why it sounds very deep and enigmatic. But with Motown, there's that kind of grinding rhythm section to it. And to me, it was like dance music without being cheesy 90s dance music. So... although it was from the 60s, it sounded to me like better dance music than the stuff that was around when I was a kid.
So no cheesy 90s music, dance music being played in your, in your tour van or anything?
There is in my bunk.
There's
yeah.
Like D-Light and Vanilla Ice, that kind of thing?
Not quite.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in today. It's Temples. Play tonight at Trees. So we'd love to hear a Shelter Song. Would you play that for us?
Late night, you shed a drink or three. Night, I read a prophecy.
Nicely done. It's Temples here on 91.7 KXT. Great job, you guys. Thank you so much for playing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. Good luck at your show tonight at Trees. You'll have a great show. And good luck at Austin City Limits, too.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
All right, the KXT Live Sessions. Big thanks to Jason Ridings for making our KXT Live Sessions possible.